Our Axtell Locker Room Chatter continues tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Axtell Boys Coach Jason Tynan here for a few minutes, brought to you by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and B&B Buildings as well. A couple of games to go over with, Coach, since we last spoke. Let's start with Friday, a road trip to Hanover. You talked about the challenges in playing in that gym. You saw them, of course, in the TVL title game. You know, outcome-wise, score was fairly close, but it sounded like the game was played much differently this time around. You guys were able to get the win, 69-57. What was maybe different in this second meeting compared to the TVL championship game?
Oh, they came out ready to play. We came out kind of sluggish, and I think they hit 7 of 8 threes or 7 of 10 threes in the first half. I think they were 5 of 6 from the three-point line in the first quarter, and kind of jumped on us and kind of hit us in the mouth there. Right at the start, offense was a little sluggish. They were playing a 2-3 zone and kind of preventing Brandon to get going. Brandon's kind of our playmaker in a zone, but they were really, really checking on him, making sure that he was working. And we hit some shots early, then kind of went cold for a while. And so, yeah, they did a really good job of how to game plan, and we had to stay the course a little bit, got to halftime, made some adjustments, and then third quarter, we finally got going, and then in the fourth quarter, we kind of pulled away a little bit.
How about the game on Tuesday night? You go out of state, Pawnee City. It was an overtime game, but you guys get the win there, 61-57. I guess just kind of start here, the overall thoughts and takeaways. A tight game. You haven't played a ton of them, but little adversity, back against the wall, going to extra few minutes with the OT, but you guys are able to pull out that win by 4.
Yeah, we had a tough second quarter there. We kind of got sloppy with the basketball. The first quarter was 14-14, and then we didn't score very much in the our offense was kind of struggling in the second and third quarter especially. And then, you know, we picked up the intensity a lot, and they got two really tough scores. I think one's averaging 20, one's averaging 18, and they really took it to us in the first half. And we made sure in the second half that made sure that they were passing the ball. We were really helping hard on those two. And we were able to create some turnovers to get out in transition. I think we scored a 22 in the fourth quarter to force it to overtime. And that was a gritty win. It's a tough win on the road. They're a solid physical team. And the refereeing's a little different in Nebraska. It's a little bit more physical. They let you play a little more. And it took us, I think, 3 quarters to get adjusted to that a little bit. And so, but it was a team win, a gritty win. Colin Shaughnessy and Logan Sandman in fourth quarter and overtime really stepped up for us and kind of put us over that finish line.
Coach, give us kind of a synopsis for the opponent on Friday. You get back at home, you take on Blue Valley, team that seems to be able to score a little bit, get up and down in transition, seems to be a team that's playing some good basketball. But obviously this final stretch, 4 games left here in the regular season, starting Friday with Blue Valley at home, just kind of the expectations and keys to a victory on Friday night.
You know, the Brocklin kid is a really good player. He hurt us last year when we played him. We played him twice. We played him regular season and in sub-state. And in sub-state, he kind of controlled the game a little bit in the first half. And so he's one that you kind of have to contain him a lot and make sure that he doesn't get going. And then they got shooters to surround him. The one thing they maybe lack a little bit is a little size due to graduation last year. But they're a good, solid team, and, you know, they could put up some points. I think they like to kind of play the same style that we play, get up and down the court, get a lot of shots up. And so we'll have to play lockdown defense, and we'll have to kind of take advantage of some of the things that we do well, and rebounding on the offensive side, and maybe get Logan and Brandon involved in the post.
There it is, Axtell Boys Basketball Coach Jason Tynan joining us. Again, the Eagles continuing some good ball, coming off wins against Hanover and Pawnee City this last week. They're back to it on Friday at home, taking on Blue Valley in TVL play. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.